Hello.
Hi, is Lovey Scott in?
Speaking.
Hi, Lovey Scott. This is Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, hi, Jeremiah.
Hi, you got a few minutes or are you busy right now?
Adrian has kind of reviewed with me your proposal, and I'm not interested in that proposal at all.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to kind of speak to you about and let you know what was going on. I don't know what she explained to you, but I wanted to touch base with you as the owner and let you know, what my recommendation was. My recommendation was not to take that proposal. Because you guys got put
absolutely
in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's what I was
trying to learn. Well, that doesn't make any kind of sense. And initially, we were totally upfront about what we wanted to do. We could have gone back to Florida and done better than that.
We were
pursuing other avenues.
Exactly.
And we've got 3-4 years with Florida. And, I don't need a new person to come. If that was the best you could do, you should have just said, you know what, we can't do any better. That was, to be frank, insulting.
Well, Lovey, let me tell you why, okay? So the deal that you guys got with Fora, first of all, if you would have done business with us from the beginning, there was no way we could have, that's out of our control. Obviously, you've worked with Fora before. And looking at your previous loan with them, you had an origination fee. And, of course, if we wouldn't have charged you that origination fee, which was a couple thousand dollars, right? Also, your interest is very high with Fora, okay? And if you renew with Fora...
Yeah. Well, Jeremiah, right now, I'm going to be honest with you. At this point in time, unless you can tell me that you can do better, there's really nothing we can talk about. You can make your case, but we're just going to pursue other avenues. So, I appreciate we gave it a try. We took a look at it, and now we're just going to go forward.
Well, here, I have a solution, okay? I do have a solution. I'm not telling you to go with that small offer I got you, okay? But in about a month or so, a month and a half, once your balance is paid off a little bit more on that current loan with Fora, I have an approval for you for $75,000. Okay, I have it. I can get you $75,000, okay? And I can pay off that balance that you have. Go ahead.
It still doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, Jeremiah, to wind up with a little bit of money. I think I can negotiate with Flora a better situation. And all I got to do, to be perfectly honest, is use you as leverage.
Sure.
I'm going to be honest with you.
No,
I'm
going to
use you as leverage. They want to keep me. And
right.
They want to keep me, so that the way to keep me is to do better than you. And what you're offering me still don't make sense.
Okay.
If I wind up with two loans for four and you, it don't make no sense.
No.
So I'm going to do is, $75,000 ain't going to pay off for and do you. That doesn't make sense to me. If I can't pay off four and start new, I don't need another person.
Sure. Okay, so that 75 wouldn't...
It doesn't make sense to me.
To pay off four with that...
It wouldn't make sense.
Okay,
still
have a problem.
And then I'm winding up with no money.
Well, if your balance was only 35...
It doesn't make sense.
Okay, well... Another thing with Fora, right? If you renew
in
with
another
Fora,
month, I'm like I said, Jeremiah. Unless you can come to me with something drastically better, It was real. Thank you for trying, and have a good day.
Well, let me ask you this real quick.
That's the way I feel at this point.
No, and I understand. And
if you can't come to me with a whole lot more money, a better interest rate, like I said, I'm going to use you as leverage with Flora. And I guarantee you, with the track record I've got with Flora, they're going to do a better deal.
Right, and, but just hear me out on this,
I
okay?
I guarantee you.
Right, but Lovey, if Flora is going to recharge you interest, okay, they're going to charge you on top of the interest you're already being charged. Okay, I'm trying to get you out of that program.
No, they're not.
Do you think you're in a good program right now?
But
do you think you're in a good program right now?
It's not a good enough deal to change.
Okay.
It isn't a good enough deal to jump through the hoops. You got to do better.
Okay, what do you want me to do?
Go back to the drawing board.
You got it. What do you want me to do?
I've already told you, you got to do much more, much better, much better.
Tell me what you want.
Don't insult me no more. That was an insult.
Well, that's... I told Adrian...
Right now, probably, at the end of the... That was an insult. Anybody come to me with that bullshit, excuse my French, I downright got mad.
Well, we didn't mean to make
you... I got mad, and I don't like being insulted. That was a joke. I'm too good of a customer to have that kind of bullshit.
Did you...
$25,000 paid back in 4 months. That's a joke.
Yeah, yeah. Lovey, would you like to speak with one of the underwriters, actually?
No, not right now.
Okay.
Right now, I want to get over being mad. So
sure.
Have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye now.
All right, Lovey. Bye.